views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. PST, 2 p.m. EST, and 7 p.m. GMT. On the Awakening Talk Show, we will have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters, and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. So, welcome to your fifth dimensional chat show, and we are actively aware that we are in this wonderful new dimension. Are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? In December of last year, we ascended to a higher vibration of existence. Some call it ascension, as our vibrations recalibrated to a higher level in our energy fields. This ascension had long been predicted, and indeed it's coincided with Mother Earth cycles. So how Mother Earth herself rose up, she rose up with us, we all rose together. We are in a new era of peace and love. To many, there seems to be no change. To some, there is a great change. They find themselves feeling entirely different, or they're moving to new parts of the world. They're developing new ways of living physically, emotionally, new jobs. It's affecting us all differently. Some people are finding they're eating differently. They're looking after their bodies differently. So, it really, for me, the biggest impact of this evolution, because evolution it certainly is, has been spearheaded, if you like, by the resurrection, the reconstruction, rebalancing, and total restoration of divine feminine energy. And it has been wounded for so long, it is now healing and finding its place of equality alongside the divine masculine. So how has it been for you? What have you noticed or not noticed? Do you feel you're in a limbo? Do you feel things have changed? When you look around your world, is it changing? When you look at the bigger picture, has that changed? Or are you managing to hold a stronger, more grounded position within yourself? Do contact us, phone us, email us, however you like to do it. We're open to receiving your comments. Over the past few weeks, we've looked at and discussed the divine feminine aspect of our beings. And last week, we had a male perspective on it all, because it's not just about women. Every skin on this planet has both male and female energies and characteristics. But the male perspective last week was offered by my husband, Bill Cairns, from Master Your World. And he told us about how his conscious expansion of the divine feminine aspect of himself is taking him into new areas of work, because he is developing his psychic and intuitive skills. And it's almost like he's coming out the closet about that, because he's always had that. He has just never acknowledged it. So again, if there are any guys listening to this program, how has that been for you? Do you understand what we're talking about when we refer to the feminine energies, or indeed divine feminine energies? Divine just being the highest vibration available to us at this time, heavenly, if you like. But as I've said, for me, the central characteristic of the divine feminine is love, and love in its entirety. When I channel, as I do, if I'm working with people or teaching people, I channel words that come from the divine illumined beings of light. And their main message all times is about love and loving more. Key to that message, central to it, is the love has to start with yourself. Because if you don't have it for yourself and build up a good bank of it, if you like, you certainly can't give it out to anyone else. They ask me to constantly bring in to your awareness the fact that you cannot give out what you don't have. Your inner world will always mirror on your outer experience. So if you can sit where you are now, right now, and say, yep, I'm surrounded with all the love I need and I want in my life, then I guess you've got it right. Your inner tapestry, your inner core power must be in a beautiful position of love. And you've learned to love yourself completely. If, however, you're not feeling like that, then your divine feminine, the receptive side of you, is wounded. And you know what, guys and gals, there's only one way to heal the wounded divine feminine. And that brings a whole load of love back in again, because you need to love her whole. And when we become whole, it means that we have gotten rid of all the things, the programming, the conditioning, the generational stuff, the ancestral stuff, the familial stuff, the cultural stuff that holds us back. Because all of that stuff, you know what? It's all from the past. And the past only has power over you if you decide to give your power away to it. Some of us do this consciously and others do it unconsciously. You are not aware that you have energy invested in the past. So basically, when we come into this moment of now, this present moment that you and I are sharing right now, this is the moment of power. And it's what we choose to do right now that is shaping and creating our lives as we go forward. So you know what? We have gathered within our cellular structure that is our field of energy. We've gathered hurt, we've gathered anger, we've gathered the results of abuse. It can be self-abuse or abuse from other people, whatever. And we learn to play small. We begin to get squashed down because we cannot stand in the fullness of who we are, because there are certain bits of ourselves that we stuff away, we stuff it down, and we don't want to look at it. And if it comes up to look at it, we very quickly stuff it back down again. Well, you know what this program is all about? It's all about awakening. It's all about getting out of bed in the morning and saying, okay, bring it on. What's coming up today? What will you bring up for me today that I can love and love whole, and I can let go of the stuff, in inverted commas, around it, the negativity? You know, I guess that humanity's behavior, it always demonstrates whether people are living a life of love or whether they're actually crying out for love. These are the two. You can tell that. You can, as you look around what happens on this planet, you can tell those that are crying out for love, those that have never been loved. They don't know how to love themselves. They've got very low self-esteem, and they bring that out in dysfunctional ways. So we are aware of that. Therefore, we all have responsibility to heal ourselves, So what have you been doing recently to heal yourself? You know, have you been investing in yourself? Have you been getting therapy, even if it's only a massage? Have you been going to someone who can help you release what is buried below the surface? Because it's as you refine that instrument, as you cleanse it, clear it, and balance it, you heal the wounded aspects of yourself, and then you can really embody the change, embody the shift, embody your gifts, and bring them forward and enjoy fulfillment, enjoy life, and manifest a life of spiritual service, business, and self-worth. So it all comes like that. It really is amazing as you cleanse, and we're all work in progress. There isn't anyone, including me, sitting here saying, oh, I've got it all sorted, we've got it all sussed. We are all working very diligently on cleansing and clearing ourselves. So I'm going to leave you just to have a wee think about that. You might want to think about what you've been doing, what you could be doing, because we are going to take a little break. And you are listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. And as we take our quick break, when we come back, we're going to explore more about this fascinating subject of letting go and letting love fill and flood your being. So stay tuned.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk radio show with Patricia. And we are discussing love, this being the major characteristic of the divine feminine. And we're discussing the major role it plays on and in every life on this planet. And I feel really passionate about this. I believe this to be my purpose in this lifetime, is to help more people really connect with love, loving themselves, and the ability to really be a beacon of love and light to everyone else around them. And so all of the 7 billion people in the human race on this planet at this time, they are beings of light. You are a magnificent being of light. With all your faults, all your foibles, all your humanness, you are a magnificent being of light. And, you know, you may not always behave from that perspective. Some people are head-led in what they do in life. Some are heart-led. And many have absorbed the miscreations of humanity over the millennia. We're all different. We're all unique. We've got 7 billion different ways of doing life. And the thing is, when we learn to love and really respect ourselves, then we can learn to love and respect the other 7 billion perspectives and points of view. However, so that we rise above this miscreated human egoic head-led way in the world, we must choose to consciously grow love in our lives and shine our lights very brightly and influence all we can with love, forgiveness, and compassion. Now, I'm just going to mention at this point that the first 2 listeners who contact us here will receive a free 30-minute coaching session, one-to-one with me, over the phone or by Skype. The only qualification you need to have is that you haven't worked with me before. And when you call, when we arrange our call, we will have a look at your life and work on the planet at this time, and then we'll work on what is for your highest good and greatest joy. So do give us a ring at the station. It's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We look forward to hearing from you. So what are you doing to grow love in your life? What are you doing to expand your light in your life? How do we do that? What have you been doing? What are the acts of love that you do for yourself, for others? Is it simple kindness? Is it understanding? Is it a listening ear? I'm going to make a suggestion. Could you pretend for a moment to be your own best friend? What would you do for her or for him that would make them feel so much better? If you've got a pen and paper handy, take a moment to write those things down. You might have quite a list. It might be a simple thing that you know your best friend would just love someone to listen to her for a little while. The story, the drama, or could do something kind. Could you buy flowers, that kind of thing. Write it down. What would you do for her or him that would make them feel so much better? The interesting thing as you look at that list is we're very good at projecting our own stuff. So probably everything that you've written down there is something that actually you would really like. You would really like the bunch of flowers. You would really like someone to listen to you. And that is such an interesting dynamic. what you have asked for or would do for your best pal is something you would love to have done for you. So now I'm going to shift to the dynamic, and I'm going to suggest that you become your own best friend. You know, when I work with people, and I work with a lot of therapists and psychics and intuitives, people who are, I suppose, quite far down their journey, their spiritual journey, and they'll say to me quite often, they'll say, you know, I don't hear anything really. I'm not sure I'm getting the right thing, and there's a little doubt in there, but they're very clear. Usually they don't hear anything. And then if I inquire and I say, well, actually, do you take time to just sit and be peaceful, to go to the still point, to tune into your breathing and allow everything just to sink down, to close your eyes down, close down the outer experience, and then listen to yourself, listen to your heart beating, listen to the breath, and then ask for guidance and listen. Quite often they'll say, oh no, I don't have time to do that. I wouldn't have time. And so what I'm going to suggest to you is to take time, taking time every day of your life, and it has the oddest effect on time itself. It seems to elasticate it. If you take 10 minutes for yourself like that every day, suddenly you'll find that seamlessly things, all the to-do list gets done, and it gets done in cracking order. So, you know, it really is about listening to yourself, becoming your own listening ear. What do I need to find understanding in myself today? What kindness can I do for myself today? And that way you grow love in your life. You're nurturing that wonderful feeling of love in your heart, just the same way as if I gave you a little seedling that's just a brand new baby plant. And I'd say to you, please feed that, be kind to it, and water it and give it a little feed once a week or whatever, and gradually that plant, of course, will grow very strong, and it will expand, and it will blossom, and it will bear fruit, and so will you. So guys and gals, there's a real message here about this, is to treat yourself as you would treat your own best friend. Become your own best friend. So why not take a moment to phone in or email us, just to give us a sense of what you feel about that. Perhaps you've already started doing that, which would be wonderful. Lovely to hear from you. So we're in this fifth dimension. We are beings of light. We're in a new era of peace and love. And so what's changing? Anything? Everything has changed. People are continuing to play out old paradigms in business, banking, politics. It's quite interesting to observe the behaviours, to observe the exposés of dishonesty and lack of integrity and all of that. Believe me, that which is not of the light will come up for healing. But you know, in this fifth dimensional light that we're in, what made your heart sing in 2012 and the run-up to that is probably not what's going to make it sing now. It will have shifted. It will have changed. So what would you like to be doing or being in this new year, 2013, that to date you haven't even dared to acknowledge to yourself? Wow, there's something is lurking, as it were, for most people, an aspect of themselves that they've always said, oh, I couldn't do that. Well, not me. Who, me? Could I? Would I? And you know, we our self-talk can be very negative when something that's just going to take us out of our comfort zone, out of our box, if you like, is suggested to us. So be aware of where your comfort zone is, and ask yourself when you're taking this time out just for you, what is it you need to dare to acknowledge. You know, do you really, really fancy being the biggest opera star in the world? Do you really, really fancy being the next Dr. Wayne Dyer or Greg Braden or some of the big names in this transformational ethos, as it were? You know, what is it you would really, really love to do? Because when you acknowledge that, when you bring yourself into that place where you can write it down, you will shift and change what is your divine plan for the year. I feel it's very important to write down what your desires are. I just found a book that I realize now. I've got many, many notebooks. I start them and I fill them up quite well and I leave them. But I found a very pretty pink one. It's got a little heart on the front. And I'm going to share with you when we get back just what it said in there, that I had written it this time last year. So really interesting to reread it at this stage. And it has actually come into being, and I'd forgotten to go back and reread. Anyway, I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to do that little thing, and then we're going to tune in together to the divine power within you to get some answers. So stay tuned. We have work to do.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, hello there. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. And just before we took the break there, I was talking about the desires that I'd written in my little red book for last year. And I just rediscovered it today. And number one, may I say I had written 10, but number one was, I desire to bring joy and love to millions of people through my work worldwide. And you know, when I had written those words at that time, that seemed like a huge, huge thing for me. However, as I look back now, I see that, well, here I am on a global radio station, number one. Number two, I'm working in America this coming year. I'll be telling you more about that later. I'll be going to Ireland. And through Skype and the internet, I'm working with young people in Africa to help them build their confidence and self-esteem through the power of the voice and using the voice to really bring yourself back together, to reconstruct particularly the divine feminine, because we lost our voices so many thousands of years ago. But just to let you know that it's wonderful to have these sort of New Year resolutions. And what I would encourage you to do is, rather than putting down, perhaps, you know, I'd like to be 5 stones or I'd like to stop smoking or whatever, is to take maybe more of the eagle-eyed view, become the shaman, if you like, get into eagle spirit and fly above what is. Look at the bigger picture. What is the bigger picture for you? What is it you have been given these extra special gifts to do, to bring forward for humanity, and to bring it forward with this sense of service that you're serving spirit and you're serving humanity? And you will find that this is an alchemical ingredient that seems to manifest and magnetize whatever it is you're writing. Writing something down is key here, because it just brings an extra dynamic to the energy of it, to the resonance of it, and I feel it really helps you to land your manifestation. But you know what we're going to do right now? This is exciting and it's groundbreaking. As we join in the ether and tune in together, I want us to see what's what, because we were talking about you bringing forward this aspect of yourself, this wonderful gift, this talent, this skill that you have yet to acknowledge to yourself. You don't know what it is. And so I was going to suggest that we just take a little time this evening to go to that place where we can core align and take you to that place where you will really get the messages you need. Now, I'm aware that I use a certain kind of terminology of speak. I talk about ascension and divine this, divine that. You know, if you ever have a problem with what I'm saying and the words, and you think, oh, this is all a bit high flow and it's a bit above my head, then please email or phone in and we can help. We can sort it out. I can explain. I'd be very happy to do that. Let me assure you that there are times when I've been listening to mentors or whatever when I haven't quite got it, but I've kind of known that the energy that's coming through is an energy that I resonate with. So as they used to say in the good old BBC a long time ago, are you sitting comfortably? And are you in a place where you can relax and remain undisturbed for 10 minutes or so? And the little exercise we're about to do should not be done if you are driving or operating machinery. That's it. So you've got what I call sacred space. And what I want you to do is basically breathe. And as you breathe, deepen that lovely breath and take your awareness to your feet. And as you just take all of that awareness down to your feet, allow your eyelids to close, because you're closing down. You're closing down that outer experience. All you need are ears to hear, lungs to breathe, heart to beat, and so it does, and so it is. As you put your beautiful earth roots down and down, down they go, like the roots of that great old oak tree that you love so much, because that's what you are, powerful, strong, and you're going to enjoy putting your roots right into the heart of Mother Earth. When your roots are nicely connected there, I want you to take all of your awareness to your crown connection and just send up from the crown a beautiful connector, a conduit, plug it into the source of all that is. Some people call it Mother, Father, God, the universe. It doesn't matter what you call it. It is the force for love and good, creative force. Plug in. And just invite down the beautiful energies, white light that will come down through that conduit right down into your heart. And enjoy that feeling of connection with what is above, what is below, because from below you bring up all that gorgeous golden goddess energy from Mother Earth. And she is divine. And she wants you to really connect with her. And so as you align with your being, core alignment, I see you all, you're looking like beautiful divine beings, because I just see the diamonds at the center of your hearts, because each and every one of you has a diamond there. Now go into your sacred temple within that diamond. Call forward your divine guides, angels, ascended masters, galactic friends, fairies, whatever it is for you, all are welcome here. And just ask the question, what is this aspect of your 2013 divine mission that you are not aware of as yet? Could they bring forward that aspect? Could they advise you on what that could be? Could they give you a clue? And while you're at it, you can also ask, how can you serve humanity best in 2013? How can I serve? How can I bring forward more love to this life and create the critical mass that will just tip everything over so that everyone is singing and speaking love? Now listen for the answer. And simply wait. You may not get it right away. But as you listen, and of course, I'm feeling I need to talk because I'm on air, I'm on a radio show, and I'm filling the gaps because silence is not good on a radio show. But you know what? If you don't get that message today, I want you to watch for that message coming to you. Now, it can come to you in all kinds of different ways, and that's what's really exciting here. It could come through, you just switch on the telly, and there is a message telling you something, something, something about working with this, that, or the next thing, or you switch on the radio and it just so happens to be telling you about some kind of job or voluntary thing, or who knows. But it's about awareness. It's about allowing the universe to speak to you, because you know this universe of ours is a collective consciousness. It is a field of energy to which everyone contributes. And that's all those on the planet and all those working with us off the planet. And so there is a vast, vast, huge field of energy there to support you. And you can tap into it because it's filled with the most amazing information and knowledge. And some people call it Akashic Records. In other words, your past is in there. Akashic Records are all about the definitive memory of you, all of your lifetimes and this current lifetime, the present moment, and the future moment. So when you tap into this massive field, you are going to be given the answers. So as you do all of that, this is about awareness. You're still breathing beautifully. You're listening to your heart, your beautiful heart. And it's beating in tandem with Mother Earth. But we're going to pull you back from that place. Let's come back really gently. Just begin to become aware of your feet. Become aware of your fingers and hands, moving them just very gently. And then you may wish to open your eyes. And I'll tell you what we're going to do, because sound is just so much the way forward. Shifting your frequency, shifting all frequency. You've done it with me before. We've had some great times making sound. So take a deep, deep breath in. And make the sound of ah. Ah. Wonderful. Sound is the answer. It's shifting. And when you apply the power of your intention to the sound, and this time we're going to make the sound to seal in what we have just done. We've altered our frequency with love and protection. So breathing in. Well done. You're getting used to making your own sound. You're getting used to the sound of your own voice. If I had a pound for every time I hear people saying I hate the sound of my own voice, I would be very, very rich. So, you know, I want you, while we go on a break, just to continue making that sound. I want you to really expand your lungs, really go for it, and apply this wonderful sound to your divine desires and intentions for the year 2013, because sound helps you manifest. So this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'll be sharing with you more ways of really getting in touch with your divine feminine power. So stay tuned.
Each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world?
What if they're tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
As golden tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze, a picture comfort for a while.
Welcome back, everybody. You have been learning and absorbing so much about the divine feminine energy over these past few weeks, and hopefully you kept making your sound there, because you know what? As you make more and more sound with that voice of yours, you free it up, tap it into your authentic truth within, and you will get rid of all the fear of expressing who you truly are. And you know, you probably heard at the top of the show some lovely music. I want to fly although my wings are broken. I want to feel although my heart is numb. And these are songs that we're bringing to you from a musical that myself and a couple of friends have written called The Awakening. And you know, this is really what we're talking about, because we come to all of this journey wounded in some way and with a desire to really feel. So all of this music, all of the words, a lot of it written, the words written by me, the storyline by me, is a powerful story about one woman finding her spiritual purpose through tragedy. And so all of these words of are very typical of anybody that knows me pretty well knows that I came to all of this absolutely wounded and have worked my way through. Now, I've been at it many, many years, but because everything seems to be on fast forward these days, you really don't need to take long to get a grip of your life and to heal it and get yourselves really working and on track. Now then, let me tell you about today's giveaways. I'm giving away two free 30-minute coaching sessions. Only qualification is you haven't worked with me before. So we can phone or we can Skype, but you need to email us or phone in on 1-800-930-2819. First come, first served. But it would be lovely just to have an opportunity. 30 minutes is quite a long time in coaching time, and it's amazing what we could get done, just a couple of tweaks to get you on your right path. And the other thing we've been talking about is growing and expanding love in your life. How can we do this? Well, the book that I have written last year, launched it out there in the summer, it actually outlines all of this. And it's got lots of stuff in about your five bodies. And a lot of people will say, five bodies? Yes, you have five bodies. And it's just wonderful to discover them, wonderful to feed and nurture them and get them absolutely expanded. expanded so that when you walk in a room, my goodness, people really know you have arrived. It's not just Elvis that's in the building. So, you know, that book is out there. It's on Amazon. It's I get it as a paperback or an ebook. And Amazon usually give you a little money off and all that kind of thing. So do log on. It's simply called Love by Me. And I think you would find it a very handy little book to have with you. Even just the vibration of it with you will lift you into another dimension. I've also produced a beautiful CD that takes you to the center of your heart and all the ways to love yourself more and more of that. And it is called Love as well. So you'll get that on my web. And that is www.patriciairiscairns.com. Now, just the other night there on the 11th of January, myself and some beautiful beings of light gathered together for the very first Wise Woman Wisdom tele-seminar. And I'll tell you, it nearly blew our socks off because we were making primordial synchronized sounds to really shift the frequencies. But what we were doing, what we seemed to be doing, was grounding our light bodies, our crystalline bodies, and grounding them and amalgamating them, if you like, with the physical. And then we went on some wonderful journeys. Mary Magdalene, Yeshua came through. And so very much about the divine, about spirituality, about finding the core of your being. So it was awesome. It was powerful and profound. And perhaps you would like to choose to do this work to become all you can be. So again, those are on. There are three. The next one is on the 22nd of January. And you'll notice that the beings of light are choosing master numbers to put these out, 22 being the master number in the universe. So that's when the next one is. And you can buy them individually or you can buy the set of three because you'll receive an MP3 of the one that you have missed. So there we go. That's those workshops. Now, I'm going to be in America. I think I've mentioned this quite a few times now, in Maryland, Baltimore, USA. That's in March. The one-to-ones are all booked up. The workshop is booking very well, as are the talks. Now, the workshop on this one is about birthing your divine feminine energy. And we go through very particular processes that have been given to me to help you really move through any blocks that you have to get rid of negative patterns and really cleanse and clear your instrument to allow you to birth. So that is going to be incredibly powerful. So we're still, I think we're still offering little discounts even at this stage for that. So please, again, go to my site to inquire about that. And now I'm going to come to our little tip for the week. And, you know, that's about taking at least 20 minutes every day to yourself. You've really got to do this. Go where you can't be disturbed. Settle your breath. Close your eyes. Allow yourself to sink down into that inner landscape and notice your breath. Breathe deeply. Acknowledge the chatter of your mind. Simply allow it to pass. And don't buy into anything. Command your body to relax. Take control. Affirm positive words. I am relaxed. And you will become more and more relaxed. Your body will respond by letting go and leaving stress behind. Your health will improve. Your sleep patterns will improve and you will feel more connected to all of life. So contact details. Remember, I'm here to serve you and your higher self and your journey to show a little light on your path. Please contact me, www.patriciairiscairns.com. And it will be lovely to connect with you once again next week. In the meantime, I hope I'll be hearing you making that heart sound. The sound is ah, and you know, it's a heart sound, it's a soul sound, and it's about your divine feminine emerging and blossoming in 2013. So get excited, be excited, because I want to thank you for all of you tuning into the Awakened Talk radio show. I also want to thank Brian and the production team. Such a job well done, and much thanks to them. So bless you and thank you, and we'll see you every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific, 7 GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk radio show, we will go on the next steps of your evolutionary journey. Bye till then.
You've just been listening to The Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.